have the pictures.
I joined Muhammad Young Guy a few blocks south of Mercedes-Benz Stadium. He stood on top of a green ladder painting a white wall in a field near some abandoned buildings. He was painting the face of one of the four African-American students portrayed in his mural.
Any of the work that I do, I want to be, first of all, inspiring. I wanted to catch your attention. I want you to think about what the images mean. I want you to question them.
The mural will show four actual students representing some of Atlanta's historically black colleges and universities: Spelman, Morehouse, Morris Brown, and Clark Atlanta. A vegetable will be floating just above their extended hand. The background displays bright colors as each of the students stand about 15 feet tall, wearing a smile. Young Guy is one of 11 artists chosen to participate. He was actually selected by community members through a vote. But where did the inspiration for this mural come from? Community conversations.
We don't need to renew Atlanta. We need to revive and like tap
into the. In one of them, he met with students at Spelman College, an all-women's HBCU on the west side of Atlanta. About 20 students showed up to talk about likes and dislikes in Atlanta and beneficial projects in their community. One that jumped out to Young Guy, the impact of urban agriculture.
That's one of the things that really spoke to me, that one of the women of Spelman brought up, the fact that they're really engaged in community agriculture, and that's something the entire community is doing together. And then there's an actual product that comes of that, so I love that.
The 30 murals are part of a larger effort that will also feature investments in minority-owned businesses and a focus on child nutrition. As the students chatted about the work they do in neighborhood gardens, they also raised some questions about the Legacy 53 initiative.
My biggest concern is that this will be yet another action, and that ends where the Super Bowl ends.
That's Joy Stewart. She's from New York and is now a junior at Spelman. But city leaders like Atlanta Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms say the point of the initiative is to address concerns like Stewart's.
As we prepare our city for great events like the Super Bowl, it's important that these events have a lasting legacy within our communities. And that's what these murals are all about.
Stewart says she wishes this could happen independent of a large event coming into town.
It would be a lot more heartwarming if it happened before the Super Bowl, if it happened before we had people come to look at us, if we had something to show people cared before we had outside guests coming into the house.
Atlanta isn't the first city to try to get a lasting benefit from the enormity of the Super Bowl. During last year's game in Minnesota, some $4.5 million were donated to local organizations to help fight hunger, build playgrounds, and even build a sculpture. These Super Bowl legacy initiatives usually include artwork, but not on this scale. Brett Daniels, with Atlanta's Super Bowl host committee, says it's the city's civil rights history that makes Atlanta a special canvas.
The Super Bowl is kind of a jigsaw puzzle that comes in to each city, and it's how you take those puzzle pieces and fit it into your city is what makes it unique. As we looked at this as a host committee, we were about celebrating the history here and inspiring the future and the youth of the others.
Back at the mural, as Young Guy took a break from painting the face of one of the students, he says he hopes his murals do just that, inspire. He says he also understands Stewart's concerns and feels a sense of responsibility to the Atlanta community and those he's talked to, especially African Americans.
I can't solve all of the problems of Atlanta or depict all of the problems of Atlanta or social injustice in just three murals. So the key is to find things that are important to me.
Young Guy says it'll take him about a month before he completes this mural and two others. As he looked up at the wall before climbing his ladder to continue painting the HBCU student, Young Guy paused. He says he knows he won't be able to control how long the mural stays, but he wants it to be meaningful as long as it's there. For GPB News, I'm Ross Terrell in Atlanta.